Hey girls, welcome to the Go Girl Podcast, because women are powerful. I'm your host, Ashley Caprice. Each episode is about self-love, self-care, and self-discovery. Tune in for affirmations, motivation, girl talk, and girl power. Now let's get it started. Go girl. Hey girls, welcome back to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Today's episode, if you're watching, looks a little different. Okay, I'm just on a couch, just relaxing. I was watching Say Yes to the Dress. And you know what? I was like, I have to do this one episode for my Go Girl Podcast, a wedding rant. So I might not really edit this episode. It's just going to be raw. It's going to be real because, listen, I'm getting married this year in a couple of months, and I'm very excited. Very excited. There are just some things I don't understand about weddings, about the planning process and all that. There are some things that I'm just not going to do, some traditions I'm not going to follow. And I just want to talk about it. I figured, why not just share with you too? Just a little rant here. I'm chilling again. I'm lounging on my couch. I'm just going to have a good time because I've been writing notes down over the past few weeks. Just I want to do a wedding rant episode one day. So here are my things that I want to talk about. And it's like a page and a half long. All right. So I'm just going to talk. I have my timer on. So hopefully it's not too long, but I just want to chit chat and let me know how you're feeling. If you're planning your wedding, or if you understand what I'm talking about, or if you've gotten married before, you get married, any questions you want to ask, all of that, you can always hit me up on my socials at I Am Ashley Caprice, or at Go Girl Movement, at gogirlmovement.org website. Like, I just want to hear all about it. So Say Yes to the Dress. Watching this show, beautiful, amazing dresses. Child, they told me some of the prices. I just watched like the compilation of best budget dresses. And these women came in like, yeah, my budget is $2,000. And they're like, oh, we'll see. Like, they're trying to see if they can find. Child, what? Listen, first, let's do a disclaimer. Let me let you know a little bit about myself. I am frugal. We've talked about money a little bit on a Go Girl Podcast. Not too much, but I'm very frugal. I love saving. I love budgeting. All of that. All right. So when it comes to the wedding dress, I had a certain number in mind. Yes, I went over because my number was super low because I wasn't playing. I'm like, listen, we are wearing the dress. Not we. I am wearing a dress one time. I even considered, okay, afterwards, I'm just going to cut up the dress and use it and have it as some pillows or something. I don't know, because I want to get the use out of my dress, because that's how frugal I am. Like, no, if we're going to spend the money, we're going to spend the money and we're going to use it wisely. But I don't think it's happening that way. I got the dress a little over my budget, and it's so pretty. It's so beautiful. I do love it. So might just keep it in my closet forever, let my daughter wear it one day. Hopefully I have a little girl one day, but we'll see. But yes, the budget of the dress, I was like, I couldn't have gone on that show. Actually, I did go to a store out here and I was like, yeah, I want to try on some dresses. And they asked me my budget. I told them my number and they said, oh, yeah, we start at this number. I was like, oh, okay, thank you. Well, have a good day. And I just turned right around because I was like, y'all playing. Y'all got me all the way messed up. So I am not your traditional bride. All right. So if you hear this, you might think, okay, this girl, what did she expect? Yeah. What did I expect? Right. This is the thing. I'm not one of those women who always thought about my wedding day, my dress, and what I want. The only thing I've known since I was a teenager is my one first dance song. And I'm so excited that we're going to have a live band play our first dance song. So that's exciting. That's going to be beautiful. That's going to be amazing. I'm a big music person. So with me, and this is what I'll tell some brides to be, what's important to you? We're looking at social media. There's so much out there, so much content telling you what you need to do, what the trends are, and this, that. No, what is it that you want, and what is it that your groom wants? Yes, the groom is important too, okay, ladies? Don't forget about your man during this process. I'm so happy that my man is excited to be part of this process. We went to the venue, and they were surprised that the man was with me, because I guess women normally do everything. My man created the website for the save the dates and stuff, which we are going to get into. So it's like, yeah, no, he's part of this process too. But what's important to you? So what's important to you? What's important to the groom? For me, my needs was good music and great photos. Y'all know I love to post a picture or video on social media. So I want some good pictures to share with all of you. And I need some good music. We're talking funk, the 90s, West Coast classics. Yes, I need someone who could blend all that together seamlessly. Yes, the music matters. The pictures matter. For my man, the food matters. He wanted a live band. So he got that. And I got what I wanted. Period. Everything else, those little details, centerpieces, great. They're going to look great. But that's not my thing. $10,000 flowers? Absolutely not. I don't care. I don't care. So, like I said, find out what it is that you really want and what you really need and make sure you get that for yourself, or else you're going to resent something. You're going to be unhappy. We need you to be so happy during that day. All right. I'm going to be happy. I've been very stress-free. I've been asking people, when am I supposed to stress out? Because I've been feeling really chill. And they're like, oh, okay, maybe the last couple months. It's the last couple months. And I'm still like, all right, I feel good. So I'm not complaining about this. And that might have to do with the venue. And I might share more after the wedding about where we had our wedding, get more into the details of the cost and everything. But right now, I just want to, you know, keep some things private and stuff. And plus, I don't want y'all like trying to show up. I don't even know where that came from, but for real. So the venue comes with a lot. So I think that's why it's less stressful. And I'm very excited about that. But let's get into it. These are some things that I do not understand. First of all, I know it's a wedding industry and people got to get paid. They got to get their money. Inflation is real. I heard prices went up like crazy after the pandemic. But my goodness, there are some things I just still don't understand. Engagement party. What are we doing there? What are we doing? I guess the two families are supposed to come together and then that's where people see the ring and all. Look, we have social media. I took a picture of my ring. I posted it. I shared pictures with my family and friends. What do we need an engagement party for? That's more food. That's more time. I don't have time for it. Nope. Engagement photos. I just need a photographer for my wedding, period. However, my photographer had the option, or not even an option. He's like, hey, I want to shoot some engagement photos for you guys because it also helps him as a photographer know how we pose, know the couple, know how we move, all of that. We got the most beautiful engagement photos. So I'm excited we did that. But I didn't understand the point of it at first. I was like, why do we need engagement photos? Like, we're already going to pay for wedding photos. Here I go, being frugal. However, his package came with engagement photos. So we're going to do it. And we did it. And they look good. Bridal shower. I don't know. I mean, it's still in the air. Maybe my family might do a little something for me. Okay, that's cool. But then there's also a bachelorette party. So I'm like, okay, the bridal shower is for like the older crew or something. And the bachelorette is just for your closest friends. Like, why are all these parties happening? What's happening here? Why are we doing all of it? Right? Like, there are just some things I didn't understand. The bridal party. Bridal party, such as the bridesmaids and the groomsmen. We're not having it. Not doing it. I'm not following tradition. I don't care. Not like I don't care, like I don't care, but I don't care. I didn't care to because, little word salad right there. I tend to, listen, my birthday passed recently, April 10th. Whoop, whoop. Shout out to my Aries. I didn't plan anything for my birthday this year because I'm like, I stress about just planning my birthday. I'm not about to stress about planning my wedding. Like I said, I've been chill so far and I want to keep it that way. I think if my friends were involved, I would have had to do a lot more to prepare for this wedding. So that alleviated a lot of stress. The fact that my friends are still supportive. They're still throwing a bachelorette party, which I'm grateful for. However, like I have friends that live out of town. I have friends that have children. They're married, this and that. And to try to get everyone together to do everything such as let's all go to look for my dress. Let's all go to look for your dresses, your shoes. Who's going to do your hair? How are they going to do your hair? Who's going to do the makeup? Like I just was like, I just want to worry about myself. And it seems so much easier that way. I'm calm, I'm cool, I'm collected, period. And my friends will still be there with me to enjoy the day. But no, they don't have, and they ask too, like, do you want us to wear a certain color at your wedding? I'm just like, no, just go be yourself. And we'll have fun still at the wedding. But we don't have to do so much other stuff, such as the rehearsal dinner. What is the rehearsal dinner? And I was like, what is a rehearsal dinner for? It's like, oh, so for you to rehearse with the bridal party. And then you all are going to have a dinner the night before and talk about the run through. I'm like, see, this is just too much. It's a lot. And I'm not doing all that. I'm not doing the most like that. No, Nope. No. So I'm not having a bridal party. I feel like it would have been way more complicated. And this way, it's just been so easy for me. Like the process, I've been having fun. The most fun I've had while planning my wedding is choosing the music. That's another thing. There's a song for everything. There's a song for walking down the aisle. I'm like, great. Then I was thinking to my man one day, I'm like, wait, we need a song to walk back down the aisle. What the heck? And we kind of like West Coast. So he was like, all right, let's do Full Life by Mac 10. I'm like, I get it. I get the vision. You can see us together for life, but no. And then I'm like, all right, what about Girls All Pause by Corrupt or the bouquet toss? This might be going over your head if you're not a West Coast person. Anyway, and those are some major 90s hip hop artists. And I was like, well, Girls All Pause or Toss It Up by Tupac. Nope, a little too ratchet for a wedding. But if you know the lyrics or you know the title of the song, like I said, Toss It Up, Girls All Pause, I thought that was great for a bouquet toss, but it's not going to be great for a classy, sophisticated wedding. Anyway, we chose the song for it. Whoop, whoop, can't wait. Again, not going to share it till after. But so there's a song for the bouquet toss. There's a song, yes, we walk down the aisle. We need a song to walk back away from the aisle when we're kissed and, you know, we're finally have the same last name and we're one. We need a song for that. We need a song, a daddy-daughter song, my first dance song, which I've been knowing forever. But in a cake cutting song. What? Oh, and what is your first song to get the party started for the reception? And what is the very last song? And then if he wants to do a dance with his mom, what is that song? I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh, and a champagne toast song. There's a song for everything. And I didn't understand that or know that until I was choosing music. And then I'm like, okay, so when this happened, I'm going to get this song and that song. Then I'm like, wait, then this is going to happen. This needs a song too. It's a lot. It is a lot. It's a lot, but that part is fun. I've been listening. I have like a whole little special playlist for it. And I've been listening to it on the way to and from work. So that's been excited. Some days I cry. Some days I'm more, you know, calm about it all. You know, I'm excited. And I can't wait to hear these songs and my friends and family be there and celebrate our love and they cry and stuff too. It's going to be a beautiful time. We're going to have a lot of fun. But those are some things I don't understand. A song for everything. All right. The bridal party, all of that. Wedding favors. Do I need wedding favors? I hear that a lot of people forget them on the tables anyway. And I just feel like, again, it's a waste of money. I think it's a waste of money. I only remember two wedding favors out of any wedding that I've gone to. Okay. One, when I was like a teenager and they had those mints. I think that's the first time I tried the mints that kind of like melt in your mouth and they get soft. Oh my gosh. They were so good. And they were just in a little baggie. Super cute. Super cute. And then my dad, when he got married, he had a CD full of love songs. And I thought that was great. That's memorable. And again, I love music. So I thought that was a great idea. We don't have any wedding favors in mind. Liz, the favor is inviting you to our wedding and we are paying for your plate, your entertainment, and some fun. All right. So a wedding favor, no. Of course, I'm going to send thank you cards, though. I feel like that's been lost. That's a tradition that I'm going to keep. Like, I'm at least going to send out thank you cards afterwards. So many people do not even do that anymore. And I'm like, yo, express some gratitude, yo. Another thing I don't understand are save the dates and like formal invites. Listen, our save the date, the people we're inviting are people we are really close to. It's a small, intimate wedding. It's our closest family and friends. We communicate with these people all the time. I sent a text message like, listen, keep this date open. And they're like, boom, got it on my calendar. Cool. Or to save the date, we also just use the Knot website. Like, let's just send it. And so it's like a little formal to save the date, you know, but we weren't sending paper. Like, we're trying to save the environment and all that. And like, why? It's going to cost more money. The Knot is free. But we are sending out formal invites, which is funny because our wedding's coming up. So we kind of need to get those out like a few weeks ago. But whatever, it's all going to work out. Again, these are the people we talk to all the time. They already know the date. But I'm going to send out the formal invites. But then I'm like, but do people have to write their RSVP and then mail it back? So then you need to send an addressed envelope to them so they can send it back to you. I'm like, this is silly. We're going digital, y'all. Going digital. Going frugal. Okay. And it just saves time because then we don't have to wait to see if someone RSVP'd. We'll get it immediately on our phone. Boom. Create a little QR code. Everything's all good. You open that formal invite, scan that code, RSVP, we're all good to go. We might have to help the older folk a little bit, but it's okay. It's okay. Again, we talk to them. But those are just things I don't understand. Why do we need all this stuff? I get it a little bit. Save the dates. People get busy. People, especially if it's a summer wedding, people are planning their travel and you kind of have to let them know the date so that they can arrange their travel plans. So I get it. But like, do we really have to send out a whole invite for that? That's what I don't get. Oh, because my notes are all over the place. So I'm going to, you know, go back a little bit. Back to the bridal party, something I don't understand. Another reason why I didn't want friends and everyone in my bridal party, because again, less stress, less drama, all of that. But also, like, I didn't want a lot of outside opinions about things that I want to do. You know, I'm at this space in my life where I'm great at setting boundaries and I am great at making my own decisions. And I feel like a lot of times, people will have their best interests at heart and try to share their opinions about what you should do and this and that. But I'm like, no, I don't want to hear all that. And more so, like, I just didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings either, because I feel like, you know, I speak more to some friends that I probably just met like a year ago than I do with friends that I've known for so long. But those friends for so long would have been in my wedding, and the newer friends probably wouldn't have been in my wedding. And it just was weird. Like, you got this hierarchy of friendship and stuff. It's like, this feels weird. If it feels weird for me, it's going to feel weird for them. And I'd just rather not deal with any of that. So everybody's on the same playing field and we're going to celebrate our love. And plus, I went to one of my cousin's weddings like a couple years ago and she didn't have a bridal party. And I was like, girl, I didn't even miss it. Like, we were able to celebrate on the couple and their love. And so that's what we want for our wedding. Another thing, some people are okay with DIY projects. That is not your girl. All right. Again, the venue is doing a lot and I'm so happy. Like, all we'll need is centerpieces, a photographer, and a DJ. Like, the venue has some decor, the champagne toast, the cake, the food, like almost everything. Cause I'm like, I am not a DIY girl. If I was a DIY girl, if I was a woman, even just planning a regular wedding just at a hall or something that doesn't offer a lot, and then I have to call around to order the proper amount of tables and chairs and linen, and I just, no. That sounds like it'd be stressful. So I understand when brides get stressed when they have to do plan every single detail, but that's why I really would urge you to get a venue. As long as it's within your budget, get a venue that offers a lot already so you don't have to worry about every single detail, because you might forget something. Another thing is, we're having our ceremony and our reception in the same spot. So people don't have to go from one place to another. People don't have to worry about another day for the reception. It's like, we're going to have ceremony upstairs, grand entrance to downstairs, and boom, the reception with the big dance floor is right there for us. So that helped cut costs, time, stress. Again, I don't know how many times I mentioned stress. Like, I have not had really much stress during this process. There were two times that I did have stress so far. Once was me, because I bought a wedding dress, and you can go back and listen to my wedding dress regret episode featuring my mom and sister about me regretting the wedding dress. By the end of that episode, we're like, yeah, okay, I made the right decision. All right. No, I took that dress back within a couple of weeks. And when I returned my dress, so this was a little stressful because I was thinking about the dress for like 2 weeks that I had to pick it up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I wasn't in love with it. And people, I posted about it on social media. People started giving me all these ideas. Like, yeah, I didn't love my dress either. But then someone told me, hey, you need to create a mood board for your dress. Like, put it on one sheet. What type of dress you like? What's popping out to you? And I said, okay. Sounds like a good idea. I put 9 pictures together with the front, what I want the front to look like, the back, like the type of material, all that. I took my dress back and the saleswoman's like, okay, so what are you going to wear for your wedding? I'm like, okay, first of all, calm down. Second of all, and I showed her the mood board. I said, this is kind of what I'm looking for. And she's like, oh, so this is why I'm thinking it's divine timing too, okay? She said, "We just got a dress in that looks just like this." I was like, "Really? Let me see." So I went, I looked at it. It was a little over budget, but I was like, "Oh my gosh." I mean, but it was still like not thousands of dollars. But anyway, I digress. I looked at the dress and I'm like, "Oh my, this does look a lot like the dress on this mood board, but I still need to try it on. I need to bring my posse with me. So I'm going to wait." So I made an appointment for the next weekend. And we all loved it. We all loved the dress. So that was a little stressed because I was stressed like, oh my gosh, I got to return this dress. Are they going to be okay with that? They were totally fine. I got it from Davis Bridal, so they didn't mind. And I tried on the dress. Like I said, I brought my mom, my sister, and then one of my friends. She's a fashion stylist. So I let her come too. I showed her the original dress pictures and she's like, yeah, no, that dress is, she said what she had to say about it. I asked her like, "Hey, do you want to come with me to my next appointment?" So she was honored. She came. And as soon as I put it on, everyone loved it. I tried it on first, but I still tried on some other dresses. And I tried that dress on again last. And we just loved it so much. The other thing I'm kind of stressing about now is that I was sick a few weeks before trying that dress on. So I lost 5 pounds. Okay, slay. I wanted to lose weight for the wedding anyway. So a win is a win. A win is a win. But I kind of gained the weight back. And when I was trying on all the mini dresses that I've tried on, I went to like 4 stores, tried on 10 different dresses, 10 to 15, maybe 20 dresses at each store. And I kept trying on the same size. Now, all of a sudden, this dress that I love is in a size smaller. And I was like, dang, but is it because I just lost a little weight because I was sick? Or is it the material? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So we're going to pray that it fits. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to try it on. If it doesn't fit, child, your girl's going to have to do a water fast, the intermittent fast, the keto fast, or something. I'm going to have to do something to make sure I can fit in this dress. That's my only tiny little stress right now. But I think I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be good. My other stress came from my daddy. Oh, my God. Y'all, I love my dad. I can't wait to our daddy-daughter dance. It's going to be so amazing. We're dancing. Oh, I'll tell you a story a little bit. I'm going to get back to it. Let me think of fond memories first of we're going to dance to It's a Country Song. And my dad played this song for me years ago. And he was like, you know, whenever you get married, this was years ago. Whenever you get married, I want us to do our father-daughter dance to this song. And I was like, listening to the lyrics. I mean, I swear it was a Saturday because my dad does this almost every Saturday when I live there. He'd find some new songs and we'd listen to the songs all Saturday morning, back to back, on repeat. And we listened to this song and it was so beautiful. I remember crying and thinking like, wow. And it always stayed in my head. It was such a beautiful song. So we're going to dance to that at our wedding. So can't wait. It's going to be beautiful. However, my dad is trying to invite like extended family and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, Dad, this is like an intimate wedding. We have our guest list already. Period. You know, like, listen, Dad, like there are so many people I could invite. However, I'm literally only inviting the people that I talk to all the time. He's inviting other people or trying to. And I'm just like, no. I told him, I feel frustrated. Like, don't invite anyone else. Just stop. Like, I can't. I love him. Can't wait to dance with him. But stop inviting people to my wedding. Thank you. Thank you. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. How people are trying to invite other people to my, or, you know, like some people would suggest, like, are you going to invite this person? That person, y'all going to see who there. If you're invited, hey, you're invited and you're going to see who there when you're invited. And that's that. And we're going to have a funky good time. Okay. Because otherwise I'm like, I can't satisfy everyone. I can't please everyone. I'm not a people pleaser anymore. I set my boundaries. I've been setting my boundaries during this process. I'm not tolerating it. Like, it is what it is. I have my list. It's small to the point like 65 people, y'all. Okay. And I got a whole fiance who need to invite his people. So it's like half and half. We're both paying for it. We've got a budget and every penny and every dollar matters. So sorry to that man. aka my dad. We're going to have a good time. I'm not sure. My dad might be surprised. There are other people that I didn't invite once that day come. Honestly, I don't even think he's going to think about it. My dad's going to be so, oh my God. Oh my God. My dad is going to be so emotional on my wedding day. I promise you. He's already talking about, like, you know, losing his baby girl and all that. He's going to be emotional that day. He's not going to even care, I don't think. I think his thing is, see, my daddy's still, he be kind of people pleasing a little bit, you know? So, and then he talks to the people. And I'm like, if I don't invite certain people, they're not going to tell me, Dad, because they don't even talk to me. They talk to you. So you got to figure that out in your own conscience or your own way in how you're going to communicate with them. We don't talk anyway. It's going to be okay. So that's the thing. Like, stick to your guns for your wedding. Make sure you write down the people that you want there and you know who you want on this day. And I kind of invited people too that know both my partner and I, and same on his side. Like, we kind of all know each other. His family and friends know me. My family and friends know him. We've all been around each other at events, family functions, stuff like that. So those are the people I think that should be invited. The people that kind of know the couple, the people who've been like celebrating us, who we really hang around, we talk to often. There's no like coworkers coming or anything like that. It's our folks. But I know some people might feel a way about not getting invited, but again, these are people that I don't really talk to much. What am I going to say? Enough about that. So that's been my only stresses, just my dress with me having to exchange it and hoping I find the right dress, and I found the right one immediately. Oh, again, that's divine timing because I went back that one day and they were just putting that dress on the rack and it came in that day. And then I bought that dress the next weekend. If I went any other time before that, that dress probably wouldn't have been available. Divine timing, right? So I was stressed a little bit, but I got it. Now I'm hoping I fit into it. And then just stress about the guest list a little bit. Well, other people stress me out about the guest list. Like, I'm good. I am so good. Anyway. All right. So back to my list. What else? Overall, that's it. I'm excited. There's some things, like I said, I didn't understand. There's one thing I'm dreading, which I haven't, it comes to my mind sometimes, but I just don't even know where to start. And that is the seating chart. Who sits by who? If someone comes alone, who do they sit by? Do we go based off their interest, their common interest, or who knows who? Like, I was kind of thinking of mixing his people and my people together at tables. He was thinking, it might be easier if it's just his folks and then my folks at their own table. Like, I don't know. If you have any feedback about that, I'm open to hear it. Because the wedding seating chart, I'm just like, I don't know where to start. And that's the only part I'm dreading. It might not be that bad. It's just like, how do I get 65 people to make sense in where they're sitting? And the venue, again, is nice where it's all round. Every seat is a great seat. But who sits at what table? I don't know. That's the only thing I'm just like. Other than that, I think this is a cool episode. You know, just a little rant there about my life and what I've been going through lately with this wedding planning. It's been a fun time. I've been, like, again, the music has been fun to pick out. I think the next time I talk about my wedding, it might be closer to the wedding date or afterwards, just to give you some feedback. Maybe while we're on our honeymoon, we're going to go to Jamaica for our honeymoon. Woo woo. Maybe while we're out there, we might do a podcast episode together to give a recap about the wedding date. I haven't told him that. That just came to my head. So maybe I should let him know. But I'm excited. So send me some good love and good wishes during this time. I appreciate you. If you have any advice that you want to share, then let me know. Again, you can hit me up on my socials at I Am Ashley Caprice at Go Girl Movement. I'm excited to share some pictures and behind the scenes and all that with you. Again, it's coming soon. The next few things I'm excited about is the food tasting and the cake tasting, which is going to be interesting because my man is gluten-free. So we're going to see how that goes. He's not going to be able to eat everything. I have a gluten sensitivity. Like, I probably shouldn't be eating gluten, really, but I'm going to try all the food that they're going to offer, okay? But he's very, like, no. He's not going to play with that. Yeah, so, yes, including gluten-free cake, y'all. He's going to have gluten-free cake. It's going to be a tiered cake, so the very top will be gluten-free and that'll be all him, but everything else we go to everyone else. But that's the fun, exciting part that's coming up next. Food and food and food. You know, cake eating, food tasting. Get to pick up my dress in a couple of weeks. Get the alterations done. My man got his suit. He said he's going to be looking fly. I'm like, yes. It's going to be a good time. Okay, I'm getting excited. Now I want to go throw on my wedding playlist again. But those are just a few things that I've been thinking about. Just my wedding rant. Things I don't understand. Things that I'm not doing. Things that I'm dreading. And overall, how great and fun the process has been. So don't let people get in your head about, oh my gosh, wedding planning is so stressful. Like, it's weird when you read all that and consume all of that. Like I always say, what you consume consumes you. I've been reading it and people are just, I don't know, nervous and stressed, and their wedding is in a year and they're still just stressing every day about it. I'm like, mine is in a few months and I'm chilling. But again, get you a venue that offers the most, all right? That's the main thing I got to say. Anyway, girls, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I had fun. Again, I was on my couch, just relaxed doing this episode. I look cute. Hey, this is my B-Day ponytail. If you can, if you're watching the video, woo-woo. But I'm excited. Can't wait for the big day. And I can't wait to tell you all about it afterwards. All right, girls, have a great, great, beautiful week. And I'll talk to you next time. Go, girl. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Connect with me on social media at Go Girl Movement or subscribe to the blog at www.gogirlmovement.org. By the way, have you purchased your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love? 10 chapters full of ways to love yourself better. It's available right now on Amazon. Thank you for your support. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Go, girl.